The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, Steve.
How's everything in the Carolina Fresh world this week?
Everything's good. We were still rolling right along.
Ours has changed a little bit. The retail's slowed up a little bit because it's been too hot for people to walk around. But the wholesale's picked up quite a bit, so
yeah.
Landscapers are still pumping away, and life's generally good.
We used to die off pretty bad after the 4th, I guess, or leading up to the 4th, but the last couple of years, it's just been business as usual, it seems like.
We've always slowed up 2 weeks around the 4th because everybody's going to the beach and everything else, but we're still getting a few of them come out looking around, and at least we're having time to catch our breath and get cleaned up and getting reorganized right now because I have a feeling it's going to break loose again. So
yeah.
Landscaping is still backed up pretty good, but we're making a little dent in it now that it's not raining every day, except we did get a pretty good-sized flood last night.
Yeah, that was a nice rain.
It came down hard for a while there.
I was telling Steve I know it might find it hard to believe, but I was watching the Weather Channel last night on my phone and watching the clouds come across. It looked like it was going to evaporate right when it got here, but I kept watching, hoping it was coming because I was going to have to go out and water my little garden. So I didn't have to last night. Me and my wife sat on the back porch and watched the rain, listened to the thunder and lightning. It was nice.
Out our way, there's a little bit of pretty high wind there, very short period, not long, but it blew around
pretty good. Yeah, right at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
I love feeling that after a hot day, that cool air coming off a storm pushing like a bulldozer pushing through there.
It was kind of warm yesterday, but if you don't think about it, even though we've been around 90 degrees for last week and they're calling that for the next week, it really hadn't gotten real hot yet.
No. But don't look at the weather next week and don't listen to it because it's going to be hot. So
when it gets 95 degrees, it don't matter. It's just hot.
I think this is going to be our week of summer here. So
yeah, it's about time. And I'm kind of glad we got the rain last night. We needed a little bit.
Yeah, our water table is up pretty good, so I don't think the D word is going to happen this year. So
last 2 years, we had all the rain, with 20 inches above normal. Then we go 6 weeks without measurable rainfall, and my buddy at the city comes out and says, well, we're looking at drought restrictions, and every time he does that, it rains for the next 7 months.
Yep.
So that's 2 years in a row now. But
yeah, you may have to do some cooling off next week with the watering and stuff, but it's still not something we're in danger of.
One thing for me is hard to believe we're already July the 11th. I mean,
yeah,
we're halfway through the summer.
I know.
And it kind of snuck up on me this year, I guess, because it was so cool for so long. But I still don't have crepe myrtles in full bloom yet.
Yeah.
And that should have happened 6 weeks ago. But
I'm being a lawn guy, but crepe myrtle is like hot and dry conditions, right?
So, yeah, pretty
much. So they're dragging a couple of weeks.
And I'm really amazed a lot of our sides looking real good considering how cool it'd been up to this week. I mean, I'm shocked.
Oh, it looks great now, but it took forever for it to wake up this year. But
it did.
It had weeds from the winter and all that stuff, but now it's just...
Oh, I had customers that should know better kept saying, well, my Bermuda's yellow, my Zoysia's yellow. Well, guess what? Nighttime temperatures of 41 aren't going to get you there.
I went and looked at one yesterday, and I've never seen this yard that green. But we had fertilized it the way it's supposed to be, and it was just like almost like a blue green, a Palisade Zoys. It was beautiful.
Yeah, we've got some that are real pretty right now. And I'm really shocked because we hadn't really been that hot that long that it came out that fast, but it did.
Maybe it just was pent up for so long.
Well, we're like you, though. We went ahead and did our regular fertilizer schedule, and already on the fescues, we've already put fungicide out, and it was just sitting there.
You got ahead of it.
I guess that pent up energy finally released and all that jazz, but I don't know. It's going to do what it's going to do. There's nothing we can do about it, so you just get up every day and see what happens next. If every day was the same, it'd be boring.
Well, I can say my job every day is not the same, so that's a good thing.
Well, I get up and see what's going to go wrong first so I can fix it. Because I guarantee you something's going to go wrong.
You just get your fire extinguisher out and get ready to start putting out fires.
Every morning I know that's going to happen. But
it's fun, though. So, like you say, you don't know what's going to happen every day, and I think it's entertaining, and it's just interacting with people and talking to them about how they got to Rock Hill and what's going on in their yard, and just people sending me pictures, and it's kind of a fun test to try to figure out what's going on sometimes.
We get the same thing, but we've had a ton of phone calls the last two weeks, which has shocked me for this time of year. And most of them are pretty good calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's still on this palm tree mission. Whether they're not available, it's hard to find them. And everybody wants big ones until you tell them how much they cost, and then that kind of drops by the wayside.
Yeah.
A 10-foot windmill palm, about $2,000, that kind of gets their attention. So, and it's just a shortage, and these people know it. And
it's just simple charge supply,
whatever they want. It's called supply and
demand.
Yep. Yeah, if you want it and I got it, you're going to pay for it if you get it. And I'm kind of caught in the middle, and I'm not a big palm fan up this way anyway. So, windmill's about the only one that does decent up here, and it doesn't do real well, so...
But, do you have some?
We sold out a long time ago. I've been trying to find them for 2 months.
Okay, well, newsflash, I have a few.
You do?
If you want some 1 gallon, 3 gallons, and 7 gallons.
Really? Yeah. I have to come over there and look at them.
Yeah. But they're way more expensive than they used to be. You're correct. Because I remember I used to sell a 3 gallon windmill over there for like $20. Used to pay probably paid $10 for them and sold them for $20. But the little 1 gallon I have now is like $25-$30 now. So for a little 1 gallon one, so. But they look pretty good.
We had a freeze a couple of years ago that wiped out everything from Columbia South down into Florida, and I think even the tree field growers for palms down south got clobbered. I mean, it just killed them all. So they took all the 1 and 3 gallons to repopulate the fields with, so there's none for the rest of us. Man, I got 3 calls yesterday for 6 foot plus, and I said, good luck if you find them.
Yeah, that's I'm going to
dig. Hang on to your pocketbook if you do.
I got one about 10 foot in my yard. I'm going to have to dig it up and sell that thing for somebody give me $3,000 for it.
We had a lady wanting a 10-footer, and I called a buddy down outside Orlando, Florida.
Wow.
And he had them, and they used to run you about $40 a foot. Now they're $75 a foot. So $750 for the tree, then you got to get it up here.
Yeah.
So you're looking at $1,100, $1,200 just to get it here.
Wow.
So I don't even know if you could sell it for $2,000 then, but anyway. Anyway, so we just tell them we're out, and they'll be available in another 3 or 4 months, and we'll go through. Oh, we got about 500 seedlings coming along now.
That's good.
Yeah, we had to clean up a place, and we did the seedling. And nobody will want them when they're ready. You know that's how it works. Anyway, Mr. Stone's playing the music, so it's that time to pay the bills, and we'll take a quick break and be right back to the gardener's bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
C. start your swimming season the right way with Imperial Pool and BioGuard. This is Mike Elder. We'll customize a no-hassle treatment plan to make opening your pool quick and easy. Relax and bring your water sample to BioGuard at Imperial Pool, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or next to the Food Lion, Lake Wiley.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. Been talking about grass and everything else the first segment. Now, I will say right now, we've probably got the best selection and the best quality plants we've had in 10 or 15 years. All this rain, and we really hadn't had a lot of disease problems yet, which really shocked
me. That shocked me too.
I thought it was that time with all this rain and the cold weather at night and all that, that we'd have some issues. And we got a few little critters that's popped up here and there that we hadn't seen lately, and we're starting to take care of those. And
you got more plants than you thought you had, right? You did your inventory.
Ready to sell. We counted them July 1st, and ready to sell. We got about 33,000 plants.
There you go.
And that's 1 gallon all the way up to 30 gallons.
That's like one for every listener we got here now.
But we got some pretty ones. And, you know, one thing I do want to say now, I've had this for the last year kind of much. We are not a garden center. We are a growing nursery that happens to sell to the public. And there's a difference in we sell plants. We don't sell shovels, and we don't sell rocks, and we don't sell mulch, bulk mulch like you do. That's your job. That's not my job.
That's why we blend together well.
You come see me, and I'll sell you the plants. They come see you, and you'll sell them everything else. And you know, we grow about 80% of what we sell right on site. Now, all the what I call the old bread and butter plants, the old tried and trues, we grow most of them. Now, I got a couple of buddies around that if we run out, they grow the same things we do. So we go buy from them. They kind of buy from us deals. So I guess you call it a swap out thing.
A good family kind of, if everybody's in the landscape business, they try to help each other.
You've been to the nursery shows, and it is one big family. I mean, if I got a problem with trees, I got 10 tree growers I can call and say, look, this is what's happening, and they'll help me fix it. We have a great relationship with Winthrop. In fact, we had a little old bug identified last week down J.C. Chung, professor down at Sand Hills in Columbia. He identified it within about 30 seconds after we sent him the picture. And even Paul couldn't figure out what it was. I think it wasn't what we thought it was. It's in the same family, but yeah, and then he sent back a recommendation of how to take care of it. So that's what we do, and it's one big happy family. You know, you got the suppliers like y'all, and you got the growers, you got the retailers, you got the installers, and now they brought the maintenance people into the fold. So,
I have to work together.
Anybody comes in, whether they're professional or residential, we'll do whatever we can to help them. That's just what it's all about. But it's the big thing now for the last 15 years or so is all this patented material on the block. And I say that a lot of people don't have a clue what I'm talking about, but there are companies now that develop plants, and they go to the U.S. Patent Office, and you can buy a plant patent, and then you get a number and all that. It's about $5,000 to go through the process. Then you got to register and trademark the name and all that. So before you put the first plant for sale, is about $12,000. And you need a big national nursery to kind of promote it for you to get it on the market. And a lot of them, like October Glory Maple, was patented, and the guy that developed it didn't make a dime on the patent, not one penny. But it didn't get popular until the patent ran off.
And then everybody can do it.
He's made a killing on the registration and copyright, because that lasts forever. Patent lasts 20 years. Encore Azaleas is probably the biggest example. Flowerwood Nursery down in Alabama came up with that one, and the company they used to promote it, they sprung off, and it's a separate business now called Plant Haven. And, you know, when they started, they had five varieties. Now there's probably 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. Not all of them will live up here, but they sell them all over the country. But, you know, if I'm going to grow Encores, they tell me how many I can have, how much I'm going to pay for them, how much I can sell them for them. It's a 35-page contract I got to sign to be a licensed grower. And I'm not going to do that. I just go buy them. Yep. So we buy most of the patented stuff in.
You'd have to sell thousands of them to make it worth.
Usually, I didn't have to check.
You can't even get that many of them. So.
But when I checked before, they wanted you to grow 40,000. Mm-hmm. That's going to take up too much of my production area. You know?
Yep.
So I don't want to get in bed with one plant. We did pot up some limelight and little lime hydrangeas this week that are patented, but they didn't have the big grower contract that some of the others have. So. Yeah, and they grow like a weed anyway. So,
but that's the same way with sod. There's patents on certain names of sod, and then the patent runs out, and we have a few types of sod as exclusive to only Carolina Fresh that we brought from Texas A&M, and you know, you bring back these. It's really hard to believe you bring back this tray of grass, and then you start sprigging it and moving it around and growing it from
put the sprigs in.
You have to get so many acres by 3 years, and
you start out with 10 by 10, and you get up till you got
it's nuts
enough to sell.
Yeah,
and having an acre ain't gonna cut.
No, acre ain't much good. So you take that acre and make it into 10 acres. And
then, I'm gonna be nosy now. How many acres does Carolina Fresh have in production now?
Well, we have over 3,000 acres of farmland, but we have probably close to 2,000 acres of sod.
Okay.
And then we do grow other things like peanuts and cotton and other things like that, too. So.
Now, one time they had other people down there that grew sod for them. Do they still do that?
Yeah, well, that's back to the bartering and swapping, but most of it's us now. We've kind of bought out some of the smaller people that were down there.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and New Life Turf is a one that grew more specialized grass for golf courses. We've taken that over, and that's part of our Carolina Fresh umbrella now.
I didn't know y'all had taken over there.
Yeah, so that's a lot of specialty grasses for golf courses. A lot of grass up at Quail Hollow has been brought from down there to Quail Hollow.
Well, we bought it way back in the 80s from when you had to buy a tractor load at a time. Anyway, Mr. Stone's sending us a message again, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Line in Lake Wylie.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench now. We were talking about Carolina Fresh in the old days versus now. Now, one thing that I don't know if they did it, but pre-recession, Superside down there in Orangeburg, they used to have farmers around growing sod for them, and I think when the recession hit they kind of left them hanging, so not many of them will do it for them anymore. But
Who's that you're talking about?
One of your competitors that's not really a competitor.
Never heard of them before.
Not really a competitor. Tommy bought something from them the other day, but it was some kind of fescue that y'all don't carry.
Some kind of weird stuff.
And he wasn't real happy about it, but that's what we had.
Well, we've discontinued selling fescue sod for a while because it's just too hot to do it right now. If you hadn't done it by now, you need to wait till fall and do it. It's just not worth it. It's going to roll it out there, and it's going to turn brown.
And seeding it's even worse. Yeah. Even if it comes up, you're not going to get enough root system to survive the heat.
Just rake the dirt around, put some straw on top if you don't want to look at it, and wait till fall.
Just cultivate the weeds and be ready for the fall.
Like you say, we're in the middle of July already, so you only got 2 months.
Well, back in the 80s, this is no joke, we did all of our overseeding and aerating all that into August.
Yeah.
And then it got September, and then it got the last 10 years, it's been more like October.
First October.
Or middle October, because it's that long before it got any rain.
This last October, it was 100 degrees. That was kind of hard to see. So it seems like the weather patterns have shifted a little bit. But I know a lot of people, especially a lot of giant companies in Charlotte, they had to start aerating in August just to get through all the – they had so many customers they had to – had to start.
But the problem with that is, like last year when we averaged 95 degrees in October, it didn't do a bit of good. Stuff came up and then died, so they had to do it again.
It's been bad growing seasons the last couple of years, but who knows what we're going to see this fall.
Hey, you don't like the weather today, wait till tomorrow, it'll change. Yep. But we got kind of messed up this spring. Like I say, we did our regular schedule, and then it didn't warm up, and people started doubting whether we had done it because you couldn't tell. And then when all of it broke loose, I got phone calls saying, okay, sorry about that. I don't know why it took 4 months for it to do it, but it did. But I'm not going to get into the political aspects, but since the mid-90s, we've definitely had a change in climate around here. I mean, if you remember – from 1995 to 2002, we had what I call the 7-year drought. And nobody paid attention until 2002 when water reservoirs started dropping and all that and put us in all them water restrictions. And City of Rock Hill had a drought management plan the state made them put in place in the 80s. And it was in a file cabinet, and nobody had looked at it since 1988.
Yep.
They had to pull it out, and then all of a sudden they're going, uh-oh, all over town, you know. And it was kind of tough to get through all that. But
water's very important. We got a lot of people moving, growing down here, so we need more access to water. And that's a pretty big thing.
I think
they do a good job with it around here. But
if you do the research on it, it's kind of some interesting numbers there. Sometimes it's kind of like the virus thing. It's where you get your information, you know. So I think people on all fronts right now, it doesn't matter what it is, are kind of confused because with 24-hour news cycle, you're constantly getting different information. So
I think that's one of those things that people don't really know the whole story about it. So they take bits and pieces and try to have a news story.
Well, we have people come in every day, and they've got a handful of papers. Back in the old days, if they walked in with Better Homes and Garden or Southern Living, I used to cringe. Now the Internet's 100 times worse. There's a lot of bad information on the Internet. And I tell them every day, if you're going to do research, pick an EDU site.
Exactly. You know,
we've got some very good schools around here. NC State's excellent. Mm-hmm. Clemson, very good. University of Georgia and Auburn University, primarily in the South.
Yep.
Probably the best website in the country is Ohio State. The problem with that is a lot of the information up there doesn't apply down here.
Yeah, I was going to say Michigan State's very good, too.
Michigan State's real good, but Ohio State's always been recognized as one of the leading ones.
You're right about not applying to here so much. So that's why NC State and Clemson's very good in Georgia.
And I'm gonna be honest now. A few years ago, Clemson site wasn't very good, but they have done a real good job of cleaning it up and getting better information. And it's a whole lot easier to fend through your way through it. So if you need some, I recommend you get on the Home and Garden page at Clemson. And there's Stephen in that music again, so we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back to finish up the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to finish up this rendition of the Gardener's Bench. And I'm on the same boat. He said it in the prelim all the way through. But I'm Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. And my co-host, Mr. David Rector with Carolina Fresh Farms. And we're both actively in the business every day. So if you have any questions, be free to call both of us. We're at 803-329-1080. And
I'm 803-327-8686.
Yeah, the last six gives me a hard time.
8686.
Yeah, or you can go on the website and email us or whatever, and we'd be glad to answer your questions. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, I don't know about him, for us, we might not be the best at getting back to you like we should be, but that's because we've been slammed.
Right. We're just men.
Yeah, we can't do so much.
We're not very smart, so.
And we had one of the best. Our year was June 30th, year end, and we had one of the best years we've had in the last 10, 12 years. So.
Good.
And I hate to say it was the virus's fault, but I guess it was.
Yeah, well, you should play it into a little bit of it.
So, yeah, because people got tired of sitting at home and mm-hmm. came to see us. And a lot of people moving to York County, too. I just had no idea there's been that many. But, yeah, it's
a very growing place.
Depends on who you talk to. Some realtors tell me that the real estate market's dead, and then others tell me it's wide open. So I'm not sure about that. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. But
I think if in the right place at the right time, it's good right now.
Well, I've always said, you know, sale is a customer willing and able to pay.
Yeah,
and if sale's not completed till the check clears the bank. Now you put it in the bank till it clears the bank. And
funny, yeah. Well, we get new people every day coming in the store.
We do too. Nice. I've never been here before.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. After 41 years and as much advertising I've spent with this place, you'd think everybody knew who I was by now.
Well, they're just new people. Yeah, so it's just learning Rock Hill and driving around.
Well, it used to, we'd get them from different parts of the country, but now we're getting them from all over the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've gotten people, I bet 100 different countries come in the last mm-hmm. 2 years, and that is just wonderful.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you, and you know, growth's going to come, so if we can do the best we can with it, we'll mm-hmm. be all right. And as far as the plant business, it's starting to get warm now, so you need to keep an eye on your stuff, especially if it's been planted in the last 2 years. Takes about 2 years to get it established, but if it's in the 90s, even your older stuff has been in 20 years, you might mm-hmm. want to give it a little extra drink now and then, especially dogwoods and things like that. And I'm sure the same thing is true on your side. So.
Yep.
But anyway, the time ran out on me before I could get it back over to Mr. Rector, so we'll make it up next week. But anyway, come back to the Gardener's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.